You're listening to the Closing Market Report for Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is here. He's from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. How are conditions where you are today, Don?
Well, getting very spring-like, and luckily in some areas of the Western High Plains, some areas, not all, have gotten some very beneficial rains over the last week or two. And that's helped out some of the winter wheat areas of northwest Kansas, portions of Nebraska, and northeast Colorado.
And then if you go to the northern plains, they would be doing wheat, barley, edible beans, but corn and soybeans as well. How are they doing at this time?
Well, the cold weather in April certainly has an impact in terms of planting times and where things are right now, but we really have had a nice turnaround here in the month of May so far. Temperatures have been able to rebound, and looking ahead over the next week to 10 days, for most of the U.S., temperatures, more often than that, are going to be average or a little bit above average, the pattern is going to favor those warmer temperatures, and a pattern that's going to bring occasional precipitation. Those northern areas maybe not going to be as moist as some areas in the northern and central Corn Belt, but well-timed rains, we see that in those northern areas.
Okay, so it sounds like the Corn Belt set up to have kind of a nice transition from May, maybe into the very beginning of June, where they get some rainfall. Is it as much as normal, do you think, over that time frame?
Well, certainly it will be at those levels. I do think there will be some above areas of moisture, especially along the Interstate 80 stretch, across central eastern Nebraska, across Iowa, central northern Illinois, northern Indiana, southern Minnesota, southern Wisconsin. Those areas have been favored recently for some pretty good rain and frequent rains, and I see that as the same area that may in a few locations get a little too wet, but certainly there's not going to be a lack of rain in the Corn Belt that we see anywhere. Maybe the southwestern areas of the Corn Belt, maybe portions of eastern Kansas, portions of Missouri not as wet, but other areas look good.
Over the last decade, we've watched what we think of the Corn Belt spread, at least Corn Belt crops, corn and soybeans, to the northwest. They've also spread into the southeast, and they played a pretty important role last year as they had some really good yields in some states like Georgia and Louisiana, Alabama. Any condition in the southeast that we need to worry about?
Well, some of those areas in the southeast have been dry this winter. Now, the forecast has gotten a lot more wet for the southeast, especially Florida, and it does look like they're going to see some pretty significant rain here over the next week to 10 days, and maybe even a little bit further than that. So any dry concerns in the southeastern states are rapidly going away.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking all the time with us.
Thank you, sir. Have a good week.